Hello.
Hi, this is Arthur.
Thomas.
Arthur, I'm trying to get a hold of Thomas, Mark.
Thomas? Yeah, just give me a moment.
He just called me.
Thank you so much for staying online. Thomas speaking. How can I help?
Thomas, you just called me.
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Good.
Actually, yeah. So, what was happened? Like, I was connecting you with Arthur. Actually, I got him on board, and he is the SEO specialist. So, I thought like we should have a quick chat with him as well. So, he's our best person who actually do the SEO for all of our clients, and I take care of all the sales department. So, I thought like let's have a quick conversation with Arthur too. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah. So, is this SEO or is it social media?
This is SEO and social media both. So, like, I take care of the first department, and Arthur is the main person who will be providing you all the guidelines and like how the things will process from our end. And I'm sure you'll be glad to hear from him. All right. Just give me a second. Let me get him on the conference. Thank you.
Hello.
Doing well, fantastic. What about yourself, Thomas?
Very good, very good. Okay, so Mr. Sean is on the call with us, and I was having a conversation on the chat with Sean, and you were sitting with me, so I got the same client on the phone, so let's have a quick conversation with him.
Absolutely. Hi, Sean, how are you?
Good.
Glad to hear that. That's awesome. Well, Sean, I'm doing great, too. Thank you so much for asking. Sean, yes, I did. I actually went through the conversation that you were having with Thomas. I usually look after making sure that we have a solid strategy. We work our way with the client in order to actually make sure that we're fulfilling their goals and whatever they may have in mind. So, you know, start off, I think you did tell us that you have faced a couple of problems working with other agencies and they didn't really meet your expectations because, you know, the solution, they must have understood the possible solution that you want, but they would have thought that maybe their product would work best for that. So, you know, that's another problem. The way we work is that we understand what the goal is, and according to the goal, we create this scope and then ultimately get you something that will be absolutely helpful during the part of the process which will actually help you fulfill the goal. So that's what's important, and that's exactly why. I also did get a chance to go over Beauty Hoods and do a little bit of an analysis myself. That allows me to see what you've done so far in the website, how well is the website performing, and how much traffic would you, let's say, you know, there's obviously a goal for traffic, everyone, where it comes out from, you know, it's different for everyone, but ultimately it's important that we understand the underlying factors. Well, anyways, that's a little bit about me. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I produce music, and I own a wellness center. I'm basically, I realize that I have to create a social media presence, and I'm kind of trying to figure out what's the most effective approach to do that. Is it by me creating a personal brand and then bringing in my two different businesses, or do I focus just on the wellness center and then do the music on the, as a separate thing? I'm trying to figure, because I only have so much time, and I need help creating a concept to start approaching, because when I look at, you know, all of this, what everyone's doing on social media, it's very overwhelming to even approach it. And, yeah, so I'm looking for someone who can help me with this.
Makes sense. And, you know, in a case like that, it's important that you have an entire process that helps you analyze and create a brand to begin with. And then, you know, once you have all the assets prepared, that's where the next part actually begins, which is raising the awareness of the business, which usually begins when it comes down to starting off by creating a social media presence. Now, currently,
right.
I believe, absolutely. So, with that being said, you know, I'm pretty sure that you are looking at two different businesses, and with that kept in mind, which one is your priority at the moment? Is it Beauty Hoods or is it the music business?
Well, I mean, clearly Beauty Hood is my main bread and butter business at the moment. We're doing well, but I definitely need to grow the classes. We just started classes, so when the classes really work, that's going to feed all of the other components. But it's hard to market just for classes when we you know, embody all of these other services. So, you know, if it was just a massage studio, I get it. It would just be massage, but we're Pilates, we're massage, we're coaching, we're personal training, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit more complex. We're also going to have teacher training programs that are going to be coming.
Yep.
So I don't know if that answers your question. Meanwhile, like I just released my first single of my music. I'm going to be releasing the second single January 1st. For that, I'll have to have a music video. So it's like, okay, is it? Am I just pushing Sean FM, and then you know, as the I don't know, an own independent personal brand, and then bringing in, and by the way, get some services at Beauty Hood, and by the way, here's the new music release.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see. Well, what you're really looking for is a roadmap that will allow you to, let's say, conduct all of these activities, you know, with the overall businesses that you are planning on working with. So that definitely does make sense to me. So, you know, in that case, you know, there's obviously the personal brand, you know, all of these different items. As long as these are different entities, they require separate attention, and that's very, very important. So, you know, I obviously understand that, but you know, and that's exactly why I'm going to start off with Beauty Hoods to begin with, because we need to see the underlying factors in terms of how are we exactly going to grow Beauty Hoods to begin with. So do you have, let's say, any specific goals in mind as far as, you know, because by being specific, I'd say that, you know, I'd want to raise awareness of my business by 50% compared to last year. I would want to, let's say, drive more traffic to my website that will allow me to convert them into potential customers. You know, these are the sort of specific goals that might come up in mind when it comes down to social media. I understand that it's overwhelming, which is why, you know, to start off with, you know, asking the goals of the client is one of the most essential elements to making sure that you have a successful campaign. So talk to me about your goals. What are your goals with social media, and how do you plan on using it to help Beauty Hoods grow?
So I think those two goals that you just addressed are definitely very appropriate goals.
All right. So, you know, those are definitely the most important goals to begin with, you know, because that's how, you know, you then plan on – that's how you plan on using social media to really scale business. Now, if I were to, let's say, strictly talk about two of these ways that it could really work, what's important to know for a fact that, you know, there's an investment that goes into social media, into your social media presence that allows you to overall scale at working with the audience that you're working with, and obviously then understand. It's also important for me to, you know, I see that these are your goals, therefore awareness and obviously traffic and conversion. That's obviously one of the most important things that you would want. So, you know, that's as far as the goals go. Talk to me about your audience. What does your audience really look like? Who is your audience? How would you define them by demographics and psychographics? Or to make it easy, who really is the potential or the ideal customer that you're working with?
Well, so right now I'm in a very affluent neighborhood. So it's really the age demographic is anywhere between 38 and 60, right? So affluent professionals, we have carved out a niche for people that are with low back problems or rehabilitation, people who have trained at all these other gyms, got injured, or feel like they're not getting to the next level, these kinds of things. So, like, it's like we've been the last resort for people who've been to a physical therapist for 10 years and couldn't fix their low back problem or, you know, things like that. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. It seems that you've qualified the majority of your demographics in a way that allows us to actually target you through interest. So what that means is you're probably going to be looking at audiences with those pain points because, you know, those are the pain points of your audience, and it's really, you know, what's important is to understand that, you know, as long as you're able to target these pain points appropriately, you'll be able to obviously attract them in the form of a different conversion. So, you know, as long as you are following a funnel that allows you to bring the customer, starting off with an awareness level, are you familiar with a marketing funnel and how it works?
Yes.
That's great. Well, as long as you understand that, what we do is we take an approach when we're actually looking to maximize upon the number of customers that you would want, we would obviously be allowing your customers to fall through an entire funnel, which is how we create the strategy. Now, the strategy that we have allows us to start off by understanding the different parts of the funnel, which is awareness, there's consideration, and then there's advocacy. So what happens is when there's awareness, we start off by, you know, we have different ways that we approach this technique. Now, I don't think that Beauty Hoods currently has its own social media presence, or at least that's what I can see directly through the website. Is that right? Oh, it does, actually.
We have an Instagram account. I haven't done really anything with it in a while since I stopped working with Exponential Media. It's just kind of there. It's gone dark, and pretty much it's gone dark. So I've just been trying to figure out, you know, other things, plus COVID hit us, which we almost lost the whole business altogether. But now it's bouncing back, and we're finding our way. So it's like now the time. I expanded the business to classes, so now I have reformer Pilates classes. They're special. They're different than all the other classes that are offered. So that's another specialty that we can bring to you know, what makes us different. And so, like I said, it's an expansion from just personal one-on-one to actually being able to offer classes. So I don't know if that answers you. So therefore, I haven't done any social media or any Instagram talking about the classes because I've just been kind of stumped about – I don't want to waste energy. I don't want to start, you know, just talking about something online. I want it to be very effective, and I want it to come across very professional because if you look at the place itself is really beautiful. It's super high-end. So I want the social media to come across at that same level.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely understandable. Now, the way you
actually
connect...
I don't want it to come across as some homemade, whip-it-together thing. I mean... Okay, because you can get a feel for the back end of the website, you can see that, okay, here's a guy who's kind of doing it all by himself. It may be a little bit outdated. It still looks like contemporary. You know it could be improved upon, but most people are like, wow, this looks really great.
That makes sense. Now, you know, that's where the connection of the brand itself, because your brand elements are the ones that actually, the design aspect of your social media or your website or any of that actually roots from. So let's say, you know, because what I see is that on your website, the brand elements have been kept very consistent. What I mean by that is the color schemes, the photography that is being used, and all the different color schemes that are being used throughout the entire, throughout the high-end place itself as well. So, you know, that absolutely makes sense. And that's why it's obviously essential that your social media presence also, really does connect in the same way possible too. So that's really why.
Is my Instagram page?
Yes, I'm on your Instagram page right now.
Okay, so those ads reflect the website.
Well, I'd say on a minor level they do, because there is the color scheme that is being followed. Hello?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. So you were saying?
Yeah, I said ads. They're not ads. They're just posts. But do you feel like the posts reflect the website?
Well, at a certain point they do, but most of these posts are actually promotional. Now, social media is used to obviously promote the business, but in a different manner. When someone actually visits your social media presence, it's important that you see social media as a part of the funnel through which you're raising awareness of the business and creating an interest within it. But when it comes down to your website is known to be, let's say, considered as a part of the funnel where consideration and advocacy plays its role. So that's why there's an entire funnel that is being followed. Well, now within social media, if you start promoting yourself to customers that don't really know what you do, that's another problem, because that's where the lower conversion rates are. You just really have to, what you've done is, as far as your social media presence goes, it's been done beautifully, but, beautiful doesn't sell. It's identifying where the customer is at their point of, making a decision, and then ultimately giving them the solution that they actually require. So that's where, let's say someone were having a back problem, and we know for a fact that, those audiences exist on social media because, Facebook, because Facebook has the higher end of the age demographic. But as far as Instagram goes, there's a different approach to that, considering that, there are younger audiences on Instagram. So, to really understand how everything would work, I would say that social media, in simple terms, social media is used as a way through which you are raising awareness and then creating an interest between your audiences. Promotion, or let's say the creation of ads, now these are all ads that have been posted on your website, and they've been called posts. But these aren't really posts, considering that these are all promotional offers that you're offering. And, people wouldn't really love to see that. Now, in order to connect with you, the sort of content that needs to be here is the one that actually allows you to raise awareness with your customers. Now, the problems that they may have, you may be able to create a carousel post that will showcase the problem and how is it resolved. Now, and that's where you're slightly promoting yourself as saying that BeautyHood really understands your underlying problems. We do a thorough research, and before we actually get down to helping you choose the perfect plan for yourself, now be it a yoga class, be it a private massage, whatever the case may be, this is how all of that works. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Perfect. Awesome.
So basically videos offering the problem and then the solution.
Absolutely. Understanding what your audience is dealing with as far as the problems go, use that as a part of your social media campaign. The website is then going to be used in the consideration phase. Now, the way we'd want to use the website is by displaying our case studies, or let's say by building some white papers on how exactly which service is meant for, qualifying the customer. They qualify themselves as long as you are able to build the funnel properly. So that's what we do. We help our client build an entire funnel, starting off with their social media strategy. And then once we're through with that phase, we then get down to building the entire funnel on the website as well. That will allow them to gain maximum traction through the website by increased conversion rates. Now, we'll be going over the recommendations that we want for you. Now, to give you an example of another, idea behind driving someone that is on your website using SEO. So to give you an example, someone that is actually in a consideration phase. Now, let's say you've posted on your social media about a back problem and how is it, and what are the symptoms, or let's say, those are informational posts. Now, those informational posts are used to raise awareness. Someone identified that they may have a back problem, and they must realize that there must be be a solution as to how I could, really solve that problem. So what they do is, now, when they're in their consideration phase, they quickly hop onto Google searching for a solution near them. So, you know, they'd probably be looking for, maybe a massage center or a holistic treatment that will allow them to really help, get rid of that problem. So what they do is, when they're in their consideration phase, that's when the website comes into play, because what you're doing is, when they're searching for you on Google, they redirect themselves from the social media platforms over to search engines. It's an entire buying behavior, and it's an entire funnel that allows people to make decisions accordingly. So what happens is, that's where the SEO comes into play, and that's where you're driving most of the traffic that already understands their problem and are looking for a solution now. So when they're looking for solutions, that's when they make comparisons between one or two different people. Now, and that's where you set yourself apart from your competitors. Would you say you have multiple competitors within your area that are focused on wellness and around the services that you have?
There's not a lot of, depends on what the service is, but as far as personal training, my God, there's thousands. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's trying to sell personal training. Now, whether they're actually doing it as good as we are, that's a whole different story.
Makes sense. And, you know, to really get down to beating a competitor, you could also be present, you could also be presenting yourself with a couple of certifications or the number of years that you've worked that will instantly build your credibility in comparison to your competitors. Why would people choose you? It's because you've separated yourself apart from them by showing them your unique selling points. Now, these are considered to be unique selling points that need to be displayed within the website. I believe you must have done a couple of these, such as, let's say, you've displayed all the different services that you're offering, the approach that you take, which is really boiling down to, giving them a solution that is not only, it's not just you selling your service, but also at the same time, you're really keeping the benefit of the customer in mind too. So, that's something that sets you apart from your competitors rather than actually going out there and just selling, that's not what's going to matter. So, ultimately your focus is more customer-centric, but none of that has been displayed, it needs to be displayed on the website appropriately just so you could actually make sure that you have a good amount of conversions and an authority build within the mindset of your customers or potential customers. That's how that works. So, that's also something that we consider as a part of your entire social media growth and, your overall business growth. Okay, perfect. So with that being said, there's two different things that I would like to drive your interest to, because that's one of the few ways that we actually work. We ensure that, we have enough, our customers are very well aware of what the problem they have. We use the same approach because, that's the approach that actually works, because, if you're not, I could just be telling you that, this is what you require, this is what's required, and that would be it. But without actually understanding and analyzing the problem that you have, consider me as your doctor, a doctor in social media. I've worked in this field for 11 years, by the way, and I've come across about 2,000 businesses at this point that allows me to really help them get down to deciding what they would need in order to actually grow and understand their goals too, so that we can define a solution that is actually great for them. So that's how we work. Now, before I get down to anything, do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay, that's great. Well, are you currently on our website at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you're on our website, I could show you a couple of plans that we actually have available, and these are some plans that work for most of our current audiences. But it's important that we obviously consider all the goals in mind, and that way provide them with a solution that actually really does fit their overall goals. So that's what's important. So that's why if you're on our website, you can scroll down over to our packages. And click on social media. Great.
Okay.
Perfect. So when you're on social media, it's obviously important that we see what sort of organic, you know, what sort of organic buildup that you would want and what sort of ads you would want run on your social media. That's what's important. Now, we have three different plans on social media. We have the starter plan, the premium plan, and the deluxe plan. Now, before I get down to choosing what package would work best, I would like to know if you would have, let's say, a certain ad budget that you would be setting aside for your social media campaigns, such as, you know, raising the awareness. We're obviously going to be running paid ads for you that will allow us to maximize upon the number of visitors in the awareness phase, and then eventually into the consideration phase, where people, let's say, once they visited your website, we will have a tracking system such as Pixel, Facebook's very own code applied into the website that will basically allow us to analyze the traffic and then during the analysis choose the best possible visitors that were visiting your website. Maybe they added something into the cart, or maybe they were on the service page, and then retarget them if they didn't really make that purchase. So that's where we're actually going to be spending your ad budget. And that's how we're actually going to help you grow apart from the organic activities that we will be doing. So let's say, would you say that you would have a certain paid ad budget in mind, or would you like me to make a recommendation accordingly?
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's all right. That's perfectly fine. So why don't we do this? You know, we'd obviously like you and us, both of us, to take this step by step, because you know, that's actually much more beneficial than actually having to go all in one go, considering that you've also had bad experiences. Now, I want to take that away from you, and I want to give you a completely new experience working with a social media agency that will allow you to make a decision on behalf of something that you've seen in the past. Now, you know, that's what's important for me to begin with, and that's exactly why, to start off with, any of the plans that we choose, we would like to make sure that we have an ad budget set aside, which would mean, let's say, you'd want to prefer to actually at least have, because again, your demographic, you're also geolocated since you're not doing this online, or would you be providing the classes online as well?
No, right now it's everything in person. But eventually we're going to be adding a teacher training program online.
Makes perfect sense. So that's what it does. That's not a problem. So what we can do instead is, because again, we're going to be focused on a certain geographic location, which means that we'll be targeting people within your vicinity, within, let's say, what, a 50-mile radius work. That works well with customers that with our customers that actually visit their own clients or customers. So a 50-mile radius would be preferred, I think. Would that work best?
15-mile is very good, yes.
Okay, perfect. So with that being said, 50-mile radius is something that we can do to obviously start off with, which gives us the ability to really target customers within that vicinity, and also at the same time really target ourselves with a, you know, work our way around ads that will only be displayed within a 50-mile radius vicinity. We'll make sure of that. So to start off with, what we will do is we will be taking the we'll be setting aside a budget for the awareness purpose, which is $200. This is something that I recommend when you're starting to build your social media back up and live, and that's how you get an active engagement within your Facebook, Instagram page. That's what's important. So, that's to begin with. That's obviously something that I would consider important. Now, apart from that, I think we'd be fine with spending about $200 towards the awareness. Is that right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, all right. So we'll then eventually get down to making our best recommendations. We'll be showing you how the entire campaigns are built, and then you can then decide upon how much you'd want to invest in each and every phase so that you could actually maximize upon the number of customers that you would like. So there's a scalability that actually comes after a matter of 3 months when you're working with us. So what that means is we build enough data to actually get back to it and then cut the corners to actually make sure that we have a confined number of visitors that we'll be bringing to the website that will turn into potential customers. So that's how we actually form a monthly retainer with you. So that's how that works. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so there's two plans that I'd like to introduce to you. We have the startup plan, and then we have the premium plan. Now, the difference between these two is the fact that we will be getting two additional social media platforms. That's something that we will not necessarily need as far as that is concerned, because I think that starting off with an audience that is available to us on Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram, that would probably be enough to begin with. And then we can then get down to also choosing a couple more ideas that we would like. So I think going with a premium plan is something that I wouldn't really start off with if I were you. What I would want is to start off, check this out for 3 months, and then after we've seen the results, we can then decide upon scaling upon the campaign. So instead of actually worrying about doing your first month payment, we'll only be bothering you with the startup plan, which is something that would fit best according to your requirement. So the startup plan would also be including a social media strategy, which is the most important aspect of the overall idea behind actually scaling it through these social media pages. And we'll give you an entire plan that can be executed directly through us, and which we'll be doing. And we will also give you an entire, and we'll also make sure that we optimize the entire Facebook and Instagram presence. That's what's important. Then it gets down to the Facebook Live campaign. This is basically the awareness campaign that we talked about, which you won't be paying additional for. There's no ad spend charge. That, some companies, what they do is if a customer has, let's say, a $2,000 ad budget, they'd much rather be, let's say, charging 20% of that and then running the rest. So what we do is we, instead of that, run the entire cost that has been charged separately, which is $200 from you, and that will be it. You'll get a monthly progress report. We'll do all the copywriting for you, and there's complete content creation. Now, with this package, what you're really getting is the overall organic presence that you would want, which is obviously to start creating your posts that are absolutely necessary to raise the awareness that we talked about, and then comes the ability, and then it also gives us the ability to start running your paid ads too, which will obviously be used as a way through which we will be driving a good amount of traffic from social media to your website. So that's basically how this works, and that's why I would recommend starting off with the social media plan, starting from here.
Sounds great.
That's perfect. Okay. And, as long as we have this in place, would you be, looking forward to obviously executing an SEO plan with this as well?
Like now or later?
You could do that now or later. I can get you a good deal if you were to, since we obviously have our Black Friday sale activated, I might be able to get you a good plan that could be considered as a way through which you could be, running the social media and your SEO side by side. It's really up to you.
Well, what does that look like?
Okay, so if you were to go with two different activities, such as the one that I would recommend, if you just click on the SEO packages, and then the first one, which is the local SEO package, will open up, and I will show you how that works.
So, right, unfortunately, I'm not at the website anymore. I'm with a client.
Oh, that's okay. That's perfectly fine. So, why don't we do this? I'll just tell you what the SEO plan would include and how it can really benefit you as far as the overall part of the funnel is actually concerned. So to start off with, we did an initial audit too, by the way, that gave us an entire background on how we'd want to take this approach and obviously help us solve the problems that we're actually facing at the moment. So that's really where the local SEO plan comes into play, which gives us the ability to target and reach out to, let's say, to show up in front of customers that are actually showing up within a 50-mile radius. So that's how the local SEO plan will give us the ability to not only just have you show up. Do you, by the way, I'm not really sure, but do you have, let's say, a Google My Business as far as the overall presence of the website really goes?
Yes.
So if you have a Google My Business, what we will be doing is we will be optimizing it for maximum results. What that means is we will be ensuring that we actually target and appear in front of searches when people search for your services. So let's say if someone is searching for a thigh massage near me or yoga therapy near me, that's where your Google My Business will eventually start showing up within the first top three results. I wouldn't guarantee the first spot until we're actually there to the first three spots, because that's what takes time according to Google search engine and then helps us maximize upon the overall web visitors that are driven from the organic searches. Now,
yeah,
does
it's
that make
already
sense?
Happening now. Yeah, it's already it's already happening. So I've gotten a lot of clients that way.
Oh, I see. So I think you know, that's something that you would definitely be you know, needing down the lane, and obviously consider that as a part of our offer too. So, you know, that's what we can do. So let me tell you a little bit about how we're going to make sure that both of these are in place. So what happens is, to start off with, there's the social media package. That is the first month payment is $349. So instead of then the SEO package is on a monthly recurring of $599. So what happens is, instead of, let's say, the first monthly payment being $349, we could basically bring it down to a monthly recurring plan. So instead of $349, what you'd be paying is $299. And if you were to take the SEO package along with this, what would happen is we obviously make sure that we give you a good discount rate on this, which is instead of $599, which you'd be paying right now, you'd only be paying $299 for the SEO along with this. And the best part is that the prices won't change within the first quarter until we reassess our situation, meaning that, you know, there's a massive improvement. We've driven a good amount of profitability, and now it's time to make sure that we scale the campaigns. Not until then, we will be making a decision of keeping the prices as low as possible and also make sure that it's affordable. So instead of actually going about paying $599 plus $349, what you would be paying instead is, that basically totals you to $948. So instead of that, what you'd be paying is $299 plus $299, and that takes it down to $598 per month. And then there's the total ad budget of $200 that will come on top of this. So that's that takes you to the first month's plan for SEO and social media to be standing at $798.
And then that will continue for two more months?
That's correct. No, the monthly recurring, as far as that is concerned, will only be $299 plus $299. So, which you'll be paying for the, for the monthly recurring is $598 in total.
For two more months.
For two more months, yes.
And then we decide whether to continue or not.
And then we can work our way around making sure that you have. So, see, it's a monthly recurring thing. So instead of, you know, what you're really doing here is you're only paying $598 per month, and that's really about it. And then comes the decision that you'd want to make as far as your ad budget really goes. So the first month, what you're really doing is you're paying a $200 ad budget, a budget that will be completely spent for you. So in total, within the first month, you're paying $798. In the next month, you're paying $598. And then the next month is $598. And that's the best part. And the other part is that you could actually, we have a bare minimum commitment of 3 months. So, you know, what we will do is we'll be, after we sign you up, we will be sending you a contract that will be displaying all of the different terms that we have, such as the most important term, and the term according to our client is obviously making sure that we have the, we obviously have the ability to actually have the contract canceled after a matter of 3 months. So what you're really doing is you can, renew the contract every month, and you only have to pay on a monthly basis rather than actually having to pay on a quarterly basis. That's the best part.
All right, so send me the contract. Let's do this first 3 months and see how it goes.
I can definitely do that. What we can do is we can, we'll obviously sign you up on board, and then we'll send you the terms. This is the only term that we actually have in the contract that our clients need to see, which I've actually verbally told you. And apart from that, there's also a 100% money-back guarantee right before we actually decide upon the social media calendar. If, let's say, if you're not happy with that, you also get a 100% money-back guarantee on what you've paid for.
Okay.
That's perfect. So what I can do is I can go ahead and get you signed up for the initial plan, and we can then begin from there.
Okay.
All right. So just give me a moment while I have Thomas connected over the line. He'll also make sure that we are getting you all the things that we need, and then we can then take it from there.
Absolutely.
Can you send this to me? Because right now I'm with a client.
Sure. Sure, let me just work on it, and I've noted everything down, Arthur, for you. And I'll just send you everything in the email so you can go ahead and forward it to Sean, so we'll go from there.
All right, sounds
good.
Okay,
so Arthur, you're going to be my contact person?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, perfect.
I will be your contact person. I will be personally devising the entire strategy. And I actually have two different project managers that will work right beside me. So you'll be getting emails from them, but calls more often from my end. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a plan. So why don't
I really like Arthur a lot.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. That definitely does mean a lot. All right. So here's what I will do. I will get down to creating the offer for you, and we'll send that over to you on email along with the terms that we have as far as the sign-up really goes. And then you can then eventually, as soon as you're ready, we'll also be sending you a payment link, or we can take you over a call, transfer you over to billing, and then they can eventually begin as to how they'd want this to happen.
I wanted to ask this to Sean. So Sean, could you please tell me like the method of the payment? How would you like to pay?
Well, I can do a PayPal, I can do a debit card, whatever.
Sounds great. Okay, let me just quickly have a word with the billing as well on this, and I'll just prepare a contract for you, and we'll share that with you probably in 30 to 35 minutes, so you can check your email. Let me just quickly confirm your email address as well, Sean. I think Sean at beautyhoods.com with an S, right?
Yep,
beautiful.
Yes, beautyhood with an S.
Thank you so much, sir. It was nice hearing you both talking to each other, and looking forward to doing business with you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll call you later. Thank you, sir. Bye.
You're a beast.